I got up from the ground and dusted off my knees. As I looked up, I realized that we were in the back lot behind the museum. All of a sudden, I heard a sharp bang come from behind me, and I cautiously looked back. A thick metal trap had closed the gap between the outside and the secret entrance to the museum. What a relief, I sighed, looking at my phone. 8 o'clock, Stella responded. I looked up at her and we locked eyes. Ah, we both started screaming as we continuously jumped up and down in excitement, realizing what had just happened. That was so amazing. Who could have known that this would or even could happen? I expressed, amazed at what we just went through. I know, right? They were actually talking to us. The paintings were talking to us. And they even moved, too. Ah, this has to be one of the best nights of my life, Scylla said, astonishingly, twirling all around me with happiness.